welcome one and all to our worship as we worship our God who saved us. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus. The theme for today's message is taken from God's perspective in discouragement, 2 Corinthians. I've got a senior moment. Chapter 4. And we get through discouragement by focusing on the love our God has shown us in Jesus, focusing on the Word of God, His promises that we apply to our life and living, and we anticipate the eternal life that is already earned for us by way of Jesus. So that's how the Lord gets us through discouragement. Pastor has given me an announcement. Former member Sylvia Doolin passed away last week. Visitation is at Trinity Springfield on this Tuesday, the 11th, at 9:30 a.m. Funeral service is at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. So please keep that in mind. Are there any other announcements that are in the back of the bulletin? Let us begin with the first hymn.
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful corruption. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
God in His mercy has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord was my support in the day of my calamity.
He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because of his life.
I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
For you save the humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down.
This God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true.
For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord was my support in the day of my calamity.
He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he died in me. Christ our Lord, who
who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Trinity is from Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out seven pillars. She has prepared her food. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the tops of the heights of the city. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, she says, "Come, eat of my food, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake your folly and live, and proceed in the way of understanding. He who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself, and he who reproves a wicked man gets insult for himself. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Epistles from 1 John, starting 1 John chapter 3, starting in verse 13. "Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates a brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He descended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life
is a description of a man lost in the desert. He has been out of food and water for days. His lips are swollen. His tongue is swollen. He's all beat up and bloody. Some of his bones are almost peeking through. He has been scraped and beaten up by cactus, by sand, and by the sun. He is blistered. And he's crawling over this little hill, and he comes across a little plant, and he props himself up on one of his bloody elbows. He looks down at the plants, and he says, "You know, if things keep going like this, I might get discouraged." Many would say this fellow had a lot of reasons to be discouraged, but this man had a different perspective. Life from time to time certainly has its moments, doesn't it? Sometimes it seems reasons to be discouraged pile up. One thing happens, something else takes place, and other things follow. Discouraging happenings can be like curves on Highway 160. There's always another one just up ahead. Paul, as well as many other saints, experienced persecutions, pain, suffering, life's ups and downs. In fact, Paul's list could hardly be called light and momentary. However, he had a different perspective, a perspective which comes from faith that God has revealed, the love God demonstrated in Christ, the strength God's word and promises give us, the anticipation of eternal life that we have because Jesus rose from the dead. These truths we also have. These give us God's perspective in discouragement. In this chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul is speaking about the gospel that he and others with him proclaim. They do not proclaim themselves. They preach that Jesus Christ has been crucified and risen from the dead to forgive us all our sins and give us salvation. They who proclaim Jesus and the gospel are frail and breakable human beings due to all the things that happen to them in this life. The power to change people from dead to alive in Christ comes from God. It does not come from those who proclaim the gospel. Nevertheless, they are afflicted, they are perplexed, they are persecuted and struck down. They are always in danger of being attacked by those who do not believe in Jesus, are attacked by the circumstances in their life. However, the life of Christ is shown forth through their mortal existence, and so they continue to proclaim Jesus in spite of what's going on around them. In verse 16, Paul compares and contrasts the outer self with our inner self. The outer self is everything that is connected with this sinful world that is passing away. John explains further in his first letter. He says, "Don't love the world and what it offers. Those who love the world don't have the Father's love in them. Not everything that the world offers, physical gratification, greed, extravagant lifestyles, comes from the Father. It comes from the world. The world and its evil desires are passing away. We all as human beings have connections to the world. The trick is to know what's more important, to know what's least important, to know what doesn't last, and to know what continues on into eternity. What we as disciples of Jesus need to decipher is to do God's will and not let the things that pass away stop us from the more important things, from doing God's will. Satan and people without Jesus in their hearts and lives try their level best to sidetrack us. And this is all part of our outer self. Our outer self is wasting away, Paul writes. We who are over 50, over 60, understand this perhaps a little bit better. Paul compares this outer self with the inner self. Our outer self is, our inner self is the regenerate, spiritual existence, body and soul and spirit redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And this is in conflict with the outer self. This inner self knows and trusts God for forgiveness of sins in Christ and living the redeemed life and serving our Lord in response to His great love. God demonstrated this love when He sent Jesus to live without sin for those, for all who are sinners. Sent Jesus to suffer on the cross for our sins and die in our place, and then on Easter to be raised from the dead in victory to give us salvation and a place in eternal life in heaven with our great and gracious God. From time to time, life on this side of heaven can get us down and discouraged. When the Lord converted Saul from Tarsus, also known as Paul, He told him that he would have to suffer quite a bit for the name of Jesus. Later in this letter of 2 Corinthians, Paul writes about his trials and the things that he had endured for the sake of the gospel. Paul refers to imprisonment, countless beatings, being near death, being whipped and flogged 5 times, beaten by rods 3 times, stoned once, shipwrecked 3 times. He spent a day and a night adrift at sea, being in danger from anyone you can be in danger from. Toil and hardships, not able to sleep, hungering and thirsting, being exposed to the cold and to the elements, and enduring every day the pressure of all the churches God started through. Do you think all these things might be reason for Paul to be discouraged? For Paul to lose heart? It's not just Paul that faces reasons to be tempted to lose heart. All God's people are tempted to be discouraged. David, for instance, felt the snares of death encompassing him, surrounding him, suffering distress and anguish at the hands of his own king, at the hands of the enemies of Israel, and even from the hands of his own family. In fact, there were times when he was very upfront with the Lord his God. He said, "How many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God." He said, "Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled." He said, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?" Humanly speaking, did David have reasons for being discouraged and losing heart? Every saint, every disciple of Jesus is assailed by life on this side of eternity. Consider your life. Consider what you have endured or what you are now enduring. What we deal with is different than a Paul or a David. Nevertheless, we endure negative things in life. Things that can mount up and add distress and frustration and discouraging, causing us to be tempted to lose heart. We deal with life in its various parts. Struggles with family, struggles with health, or the health of someone we love. Dealing with problems of various kinds and worries and concerns. Frustration of living out the life under the cross of Jesus can also include dealing with temptations. Especially those temptations we seem to always struggle with. Wondering what God is doing in my life, or in the life of my family, or the life of the church. And then there's wondering about our nation and how far away from the Lord's ways our nation is going, has gone. Worry about what's happening in the political arena in our world. We all have reasons to be discouraged. Paul in our text today relies on the truth in Christ. The truth of God's Word. Even though his outward life may be wasting away or afflicted or perplexed or persecuted or struck down, the truth of Christ, the truth of Christ's word will always endure, will always be true, will always be victorious. Even if our circumstances, humanly speaking, gets the better of us from time to time, and the world sees things that we are defeated, nevertheless, the one who raised up Jesus will raise us up also. Our Lord will deliver us. He will see us through. The Lord will take us to Himself in glory, ultimately. With this truth, we can live boldly in our circumstances, giving witness to others about our great God and Savior, the one who sustains us and will take us to Himself in eternal life. This was what Paul did. Even in the most difficult of times, Paul continued to speak and fulfill his ministry, fulfill his service to his Lord, because he knew and he trusted in his God to deliver him in life and bring him to life everlasting. Just this last week, I had a funeral for a dear friend. She suffered with dementia for many years, and the Lord finally called her home. The text that I chose was 2 Timothy 4. Where Paul is awaiting his own execution. Was he depressed? No, he looked forward to the crown of righteousness. Paul knew and believed and proclaimed that God had shown his love for us and for the world, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us all. We haven't earned Christ's love. We haven't earned forgiveness. Jesus did. Jesus lived and died and rose again for us because he loves us. So he secured salvation for us. He brought us into a relationship with the Lord. Paul wrote to the Romans, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave Jesus up for us all, how will he not also, along with Jesus, graciously give us all things?" Especially when you're going through discouraging times. God secured salvation from eternal damnation from God. We were on our way to hell, but God saved us in Christ. And if God did this for us, He will also be with us in life and living as we waste away, as we lose heart, as we are discouraged. He will see us through, sustaining us with His word and promises and His blessed sacrament. He will ultimately see us to life without crying, without mourning, without pain in heaven. These things are true no matter how severe our reasons for being discouraged are. God's steadfast love, David would say, endures forever. God's love always goes with us. This is our perspective in discouragement. This is what gets us through to continue in serving our Lord. One reason I love the Psalms is because the psalmist doesn't shy away from his negative emotions. But he expresses in the midst of that his trust in the Lord, his God, when life was at its worst for him. Listen to David in Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I am languishing, that is becoming feeble, weak, dispirited. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, to deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. And Sheol, who will give you praise? I am weary and with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. Grows weak because of all my foes. And then he says, depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. What is David doing? He is pouring out the reasons for his discouragement, but where is his eyes focused? On the Lord his God. The Lord has heard my plea. The the Lord accepts my prayer. See, in the midst of his reasons to be discouraged, David turned to the Lord, and he trusts in his God. Dear people of God, get to know your God in the pages of Scripture. Get to know all those promises in the Bible, and then trust that what our Lord says, he will do, and he will do in my life and your life. A man by the name of Jerry Bridges gives a good definition of trust. He writes, "Trust is not a passive state of mind. Trust is a vigorous act of the soul by which we choose to lay hold on the promises of God and then cling to the promises of God despite the adversity that at times seeks to overwhelm us. Trust is a vigorous act of the soul." As believers in Jesus for the salvation of our souls, we have the Holy Spirit living in us to enable us to lay hold of those promises of the Lord and cling to those promises despite reasons all around us for losing heart at times. Remember, David and Paul were just sinners saved by grace like you and me. They were great because God is great. God is gracious. God made them who they are. All glory goes to our God. God also gives us certain hope of life with our God and with his saints and angels as our light at the end of this sometimes mess called life. This hope is a reason Paul can call all his sufferings and danger light and momentary. Paul compared the worst of life could throw at him to the glories of life and eternity with God. This light and momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, they pass away. But the things that are unseen are eternal. An eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison is what our God has given to us. Praise be to Jesus. It's already there in heaven. It's just waiting for you. We did not earn it or secure it. Jesus did. And this is our certain hope. This is our light through life. Our light through discouragement. This is the reason we keep on going. God is on our side and we will make it through our reasons for discouragement. We will make serving the Lord and his kingdom our goal no matter what happens to discourage us. We have the Lord. We have forgiveness of all our sins. We have salvation. We have the hope of living forever with our God in a perfect existence. Now talk about a perspective we have all the way through life. So we conclude by saying the words of Jude, "To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen." Now may the peace of God which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Our prayers this morning, we have a special prayer for Pastor Overdeek. He is the senior trainer for all his unit ministry teams as they go through an exercise this week. Let us stand for prayer. Sovereign Lord of the universe, you've created all things by calling them into existence. Rule over kings and nations. Nothing is more powerful than you. And yet, O Lord, you love the people you created so much that you became man in Jesus the Christ to live righteously in our place. Jesus took on his body all sin in order to suffer the punishment we all deserve. Jesus died and rose again to secure salvation for us. We humbly thank you for your love and salvation, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we come to you as in this world we often become discouraged. We know you, we trust in Jesus as our Savior, and we know that your Spirit lives in us and empowers us through your word and sacraments. However, life in this fallen world can overwhelm us from time to time. Sin tempts us and we fall. People around us who do not know you can lead us away from your ways. And the devil prowls around looking for ways to drag us away from you. We can be overwhelmed by all these forces. Lord, continuously remind us of your great love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us a different perspective than the people of the world have. Enable us to recall, especially in times of weakness and discouragement, that if you sent Jesus to live for us and die in agony for us and rise for our salvation, that you will be with us with your gifts and strength and comfort and certain hope as we live. You give us victory over anything that can overwhelm us. You give us life with you forever in heaven. We praise your holy and gracious name, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Help us, O Lord, to be diligent students of the Bible. Enable us to hide your word in our hearts and to read the Bible daily, to remember our baptism and the grace you have given us daily. Encourage us to come often to Holy Communion to be reassured of forgiveness and strengthened in our daily living. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for Pastor Overdeep, who is the head trainer of his ministry teams, the exercise the Army is conducting. We ask your blessings on him and his leadership, and we pray for the exercises that they will be successful in their purpose. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we praise you for your love. We thank you for giving us faith in Jesus. We thank you for giving us the encouragement of your Spirit. We praise you for giving us your presence and hope when we are weak and discouraged. We praise you who are keeping us from stumbling and to present us as blameless before you. To you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forevermore. Amen. Please be seated. promise.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is surely good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, for the countless blessings You so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for Your boundless love shown to us when You sent Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on Him our sin, giving Him into death that we might not die eternally. Because He is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in Him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
on us, Jesus Christ, and grant us peace.
to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us in the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace.
Amen.
Pleasure to meet with you all, saints of the Lord. Are there any announcements?